Chapter 14. Genevieve couldn't sleep. She only really felt alive at night. In her nightgown, she paced her room, listening to the noises of the night. There were creatures in the storm calling to her. Her room was modest. She had no mirrors. Above her mantel was a portrait of Flamineo, her father. He had looked much like Flaminea, his twin, but had been wild where she was puritanical. A flash of lightning lit up her father's face, making his eyes glow blue. He was painted standing on the mountainside, with the silhouette of Udolpho in the background and tall trees all around. Sometimes people imagined they saw things moving in the trees in the picture, bright-eyed and sharp-clawed things. Her father had been a huntsman, an associate of that famous devotee of the chase, Graf Rudiger von Unheimlich. He had died of a fall during a hog course. He had been obsessed with dangerous game, and had even been known to set out after creatures with near-human intelligence. Werewolves, goblins, elementals. No wonder he was dead. Genevieve couldn't remember him. He had the Udolpho face, but so did everyone else she knew. There was more lightning. She looked at the portrait, and it was a landscape. The trees were there, and the hillside, and the silhouette. But her father was missing. It had happened before.